Kathy, we're talking about the ice cream freeze-off that's happening in Arrow Rock, and being that it's in August, you know, we can see some rather warm temperatures. Can you explain to us what the freeze-off actually is?
Yes, we invite people to bring a freezer of homemade ice cream that they have made. We ask them to bring it over to the Tavern Lawn and right downtown portion of Arrow Rock, and then we invite the public to come and have a taste, and then they get to vote on the people's choice of what was the best homemade ice cream brought to town on that particular day. We've done it for a number of years, always have a lot of fun. So we invite people both to enter the competition. All you have to do is simply bring your freezer of ice cream ready to serve at 4:30 on the Saturday of Labor Day weekend, which is August 30th. And we have some really nice prizes for the people that take home the honors of the people's choice, and just a lot of fun to come and do it. And then we also invite the public to come and taste. There's a $4 ticket that you buy, and that lets you taste. We usually have anywhere from 6 to 10 different flavors. And then we also will have another dip of ice cream for you and some homemade cake that you can enjoy too, following your taste and your vote of the homemade ice cream.
Now, Kathy, when you say that there is a fee for the tasting and voting and that it's $4, what do the proceeds from that go to? Does it go to benefit the Friends of Arrow Rock organization?
This is actually a sort of a community project that we do, and it promotes our group that does the marketing and provides the brochures and our websites and our communication that we do here in town. So we have a cooperative marketing group, and this money that is raised from this event goes back into that pot so we can keep everything going here in town. And it's been a collaborative venture for all of our groups in Arrow Rock.
All right, and Kathy, you said it's going to be held at the Tavern Lawn, is that correct?
Yes, if you come down Main Street, you'll find a little storefront buildings on one side and an open lawn area, which is by the J. Houston Tavern, and that's where we'll hold the event. So it'll be an outdoor event and just a nice, fun time. And when you're coming over to Arrow Rock, you can take in some of the historic sites, and there'll be tours that day on our tram. We have the museums open. There's an afternoon production of the Lyceum Theater, and some shops open, so come and spend a little bit of time and enjoy a Labor Day break over in Arrow Rock.
It definitely sounds like a great weekend of just all-around fun indeed there in Arrow Rock.
Yes.
Now, Kathy, before I let you go, is there anything else that you would like to add about this freeze-off event, or maybe even highlight some upcoming events that will be happening in the town of Arrow Rock?
Well, yes. September and October are always great times to come to Arrow Rock. There's still a couple productions at the Lyceum Theater going on. The Friends of Arrow Rock has a sip and stroll event on the 20th of September, where we have 4 private homes open. That's a fundraising event for the Friends of Arrow Rock. It's a $50 fundraising ticket and includes the meals, the homes, a silent auction, and it's the biggest event that the Friends of Arrow Rock do. And then, of course, the Heritage Craft Festival. This will be our 46th annual Heritage Craft Festival. It's on Saturday and Sunday, October 11th and 12th. And we always invite people to come over for that. There's camping, there's bed and breakfast, 4 excellent restaurants, shops. Just find a nice fall time to head our direction and enjoy Arrow Rock.